Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At 11:45, our double play on what is going on in our lives that has nothing to do with sports. We will talk about the rising price of one of our favorite foods.
This affects all of us, man. This affects all of us.
Right now, though, Colin Kaepernick's still jobless, August 1st. We have turned the calendar over to a month in which preseason games are going to be taking place. And a guy who played well in a starting role with San Francisco last year, at times also played terribly, which people seem to forget during this conversation. Remember that game where he was like 2-for-17 passing or whatever it was?
Yeah, there was a gross game. Bad weather, but still, it was bad.
There were a lot of gross performances for him over the last couple years, but that's why he's primarily a backup. Now, there was some speculation that he wanted starter money, and he was demanding a lot of cash initially on the market. You have to imagine now that those demands are gone. He just wants a job, I would think. We don't really know what he's asking for from teams. But I don't think anybody can deny at this point that part of why he does not have a job is that he took a knee during the national anthem last year. You can be of the same thought that I am, which is that the fact that he's not a great quarterback has a lot to do with it also. I believe that his quarterbacking skills or lack thereof as a passer in the NFL right now are a huge reason why he doesn't have a job. But you would still bring him in as a flyer option. You would still bring him in as a backup who could play a little bit off the bench, run around and make a couple of throws and make some plays with his feet, if not for what happened last year when he was taking a knee. And it is coming back to what I always call my Tim Tebow quandary now. I used to call it the
Manny Ramirez
issue. You can be a pain in a team's butt. You can be a nightmare for a PR staff. You can be a distraction if you're really good. If you're great, you can be the reason that people are talking. Today, Julian Edelman got kicked out of practice for getting into a fight with Stephon Gilmore in the end zone. Julian Edelman's a really good wide receiver. He could get into a fight every day at practice. Bill Belichick's going to keep trotting him out there. When you're the last guy on the roster, you get in that fight in the end zone, Bill Belichick cuts you. And if you're Colin Kaepernick, when you decided to take a knee, we got into that months ago, we don't need to now. But just like you were free to do that, there are consequences that come along with you taking your stand. You knew at that time you were making yourself less marketable to a lot of the owners in the league who would have to deal with a lot of heat or flack in a contract year when they brought you in. That was a risk you were willing to take. This is where we are now. Part of why you don't have a job is that you didn't play well enough. Too many pick sixes, too many of those stinker performances like the one we just mentioned. But Danny, the people that are denying that this has nothing to do with him taking a knee, I don't know how you can feel that way. There's a lot of guys getting chances as backups that are not as good as Kaepernick.
Yes.
But Kaepernick has to be willing to play for peanuts because teams aren't spending a lot on backup quarterbacks anymore, and that's what we don't know.
So they're both edges of this. The people that think the only reason he's not getting a job is because he's not a good quarterback anymore, they're not correct. The people that think the only reason he's not getting a job is because he took a knee, they're also incorrect. Or there's some sort of, like, you know, racial blackballing or some sort of thing that's going on among ownership. It's a complicated picture. Now, my one thing I would say is I think it's a shame that he didn't commit any crimes, by the way, and he actually did a ton of good off the field. That's what I care about. You can have whatever stance you want, put your money where your mouth is, and he did. He volunteers his time. He volunteers his energy. He does more than I do, does more than probably everybody listening does in terms of social activism. His stance, not necessarily a popular one with a lot of people. The wearing of the pig socks, his outspoken support of Cuba, a number of things that sort of missed the mark, I think, for a lot of people that were off-putting. Again, no crimes. The idea, though, that he is more of a pariah than a Greg Hardy or more of a pariah than guys that have actually done offensive things that are really, really bad who get more chances before he does, I think it's kind of a sad commentary on us as a society. But
yeah, guys like Joe Mixon, as you point out, have jobs.
Let's acknowledge, though, that, A, okay, that stinks, but this is the state of things. He doesn't have a gig right now, to me, because of the PR blowback that you're talking about. Because enough people are more upset at him than they are at guys that they probably should be upset at, to be honest with you. I disagree with taking a knee for the anthem. I would never do it. I would never encourage it. That's where it ends. I'm fine. I'm able to go to sleep at night. I will, you know, continue to love my family, come in and do the show. I disagree with that. Forget about that for a second. The fact that this is now such a hot-button issue, that it's a lightning rod, that he was mentioned in presidential campaigns and became a tool for people to kind of use as a jumping-off point, probably he didn't realize how big a deal this was going to be. The waves, the butterfly effect of him doing this changed our political landscape, honestly.
Yeah. If he was Jameis Winston, though, he would have a job.
Yes.
See, that is the problem.
There's a sliding scale here.
Correct. That is the issue with people that want to make this just about him taking a knee. It is not just about that. You've got to do better than trying to tell me that he does not have a job solely because he took a knee. That is not correct.
If there's a sliding scale. So if he was Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, Tom Brady, Eli Manning, Carson Palmer, Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, he'd have a
game. 25 guys in the league, honestly.
Yes.
Because he is somewhere between probably like the 30th and the 40th best quarterback in the NFL.
But he's better than Ryan Mallett. And you see what I'm saying? So he's better than a bunch of guys that do have gigs.
But you don't get to get in trouble at a nightclub when you're the last guy on the roster.
Absolutely.
You don't get to, Brandon Banks, go out and get into some nonsense off the field and keep your job. Colin Kaepernick is in a boat he didn't maybe know he was in, which is you're just not good enough as a player to warrant a team saying, you know what, this guy's not going to just fall in line. We're not going to have him here.
Like, I think it's a shame it's worse, again, than actual crimes. I really do. Again, I disagree with it, but I think I disagree with committing offensive things way, way more than I do this. And I know this is going to bother some people.
I 1,000% agree with you, though. What he did, while annoying to me, not as bad as the criminals who have jobs in the leagues at this point.
Precisely. And I know it's not apples to apples,
But I'll say this, though. The criminals, if we want to call them that have jobs in the league, or I don't even like that term, honestly. The guys that did wrong. Pick a player who did something terrible off the field that has a job. Give me one.
Well, Pac-Man Jones just got suspended.
Let's just go with Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon.
Okay?
Yeah.
Joe Mixon, way better running back. Colin Kaepernick, quarterback. You've got to find me guys not as good as Kaepernick is at quarterbacking that get their job and the money that they want. Remember, one of the reports that came out initially was how much money he wanted to be a starter, basically. He wanted to sign as a starter. So that could have hurt his market as well. But the problem is, I understood why he hadn't signed a while ago. Now that we're in a phase of the offseason where you've got guys going down and backups being signed that played indoor football, not even in the Arena League, which is the premium indoor league, that are getting opportunities with the Ravens and some of these other teams, it's very obvious that what he did last year is being held against him. But it wasn't just taking a knee either. From the standpoint of him needing to, at that time, understand that those things have ramifications. Think about it. Remember, he wore those socks depicting cops as pigs.
Right.
You know, that was not a productive, like, that you can say, if you're Team Kaepernick, that him taking a knee during the anthem is like a productive stand if you want to. Depicting cops as pigs is not a productive thing to do. It's a hateful, disappointing thing for a guy to do. He did that and called attention to that. He wore the Fidel Castro t-shirts. Like, it wasn't like he just took knee during the anthem, donated a lot of money, and that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was a lightning rod for people to be bothered and offended and angry at him. That is why he's out of a job. But maybe here's how we can divvy this up. If you're taking a 100% of a pie, and we're saying these are the two things: football, anthem. What percentage of why he doesn't have a job is football? What percentage is anthem? 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. I'm going to say 60% football, 40% anthem. Because if you take a knee during the anthem and you're Cam Newton or Jameis Winston or Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, you have a job right now, and there's no doubt in my mind. You're a starter, and if you were a free agent, you would have gotten a massive contract. Now, when you sat down with that team, they might have said, hey, we're going to sign you, but we don't want you kneeling during the anthem. And then you have a decision to make. But to me, that I have to put football higher than the anthem, because how good he is at football is still at the core of this thing. You can't say that it has nothing to do with the anthem. It absolutely does.
Right.
But people look past that stuff all the time if you're good enough. They're not willing to with him because he hasn't been. What percentage is football? What percentage is anthem?
I'll give it to you when we come back. I've got a different take on the numbers.
800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.